Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. All across the world recently, Christians were celebrating the most joyful event in all of history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a king who in some ways didn't appear to be a king at all. God's son Jesus was humble, quiet, loving, and peaceful. Yet he was very kingly in his firm and sure words of life and salvation, powerful in his many works and miracles, and mighty in his obedience to God his Father. All of that quiet attention didn't sit well with the Jewish leaders at the time, and just like people today, jealousy, fear, and envy culminated in the crucifixion and death of Jesus. The enemies of Jesus thought they had won. Even the disciples and followers of Jesus were frightened after his death. For a little while, Jesus' mother Mary, the disciples, Mary Magdalene, and many others lived in fear for their own lives and in deep, deep sorrow over the brutal death of Christ. It's difficult to imagine how they must have felt. The Savior of the world, their friend, teacher, and Lord, was gone. Enemies of the believers were threatening more arrests and deaths. Who would help them now? In our psalm, David is feeling lost and alone. He is again running from an enemy who seeks to take his life. Today, too, we often feel like we are fighting a losing battle against Satan and sin. Like David, we too sometimes find ourselves feeling sad and scared, not knowing what the future will hold, struggling against sinful people and attitudes, living in a dry, parched land with no sight of cool living water to refresh our dying souls. Remember the old Western movies where someone gets lost in the desert? In no time at all, their bodies are scorched and blistering by the glaring sun. Their throats are parched and dry. Their lips are cracked. Their bones ache, and all energy has dried up with the brutal heat. They seek only to find a place of rest, an oasis of fresh, cool water and shade from the sun, nice, cool grass in which to lay and rest for a while. Well, without Christ, that is how our lives would be. Barren wastelands of foolish actions, pointless living, sinful desires, and hopelessness. When my mother was diagnosed with cancer years ago, my family found ourselves in some measure of despair and anger. We were so quick to jump into doing all the things we thought we should be doing, mixed in with good doses of worry. We imagined life without our mom, which only led to more worry and fretting. But even as we went about doing, God was always there doing the real work, keeping us healthy, keeping us in touch with each other, upholding us in mind, body, and spirit. The Holy Spirit remained strong in our actions and thoughts so that we would remember God's love for us no matter what happened. God didn't leave us to deal with anything on our own. He didn't leave us in the blazing desert of hopelessness. He prompted our hearts to remember His promises and Scriptures. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation, from Luke 1, verse 50. And then again in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. In this world of sin, sadness, and fear, our Lord God is always there to hear our cries for help, and also our sweet words of praise. Thanks be to God that He keeps His promises. David knew and believed that God had been his help and guide through many troubles, and praises Him now for that protection and hope. For Jesus' disciples and loved ones, all they could do was cling also to Jesus' earlier words of hope. A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me. This promise can be found in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 16, and also words of comfort when Jesus says, "But your sorrow will turn into joy. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." From John 1, verse 20 and 22. Thanks be to God for His resurrection. He did not stay dead to let His children suffer without Him. And Christ's resurrection, the fulfillment of His promise, is why we can be comforted by those same words. He conquered Satan. Christ is with us always in His word and sacraments. He is living now, and He will love and protect us forever. Christ is a greater King than any earthly king, for He can give us the real protection we need. Steadfast love, forgiveness of all our sins, safety from the clutches of Satan, and life everlasting with Him one day, when all the evil, unbelieving liars' mouths will be stopped forever. Christ is our King. When we immerse ourselves in His Word and find Him in His sanctuary, He will satisfy us like a good meal, content with who we are in Christ and how we live in this world. When you lay your head on your pillow tonight, meditate for a few minutes on the power and glory of God and how Christ has helped you through troubled moments, actively upholding you through the rough periods and strengthening your faith so that you can continually call on Him for aid. People out there in the world, friends and even family, can let you down or hurt you. Busy with their own lives, they don't always recognize your need for help. But God is always ready to shelter you in the shadow of His wings and give you the hope, comfort, and direction you need and seek. God's steadfast love is better than life, so don't be afraid to raise your hands to Him in prayer and your lips. Praise Him in grateful joy. He is your King of life and salvation, a King who laid down His life for you so that you may live, a King who through all circumstances in your life is with you and loves you. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, thank You for keeping Your arms securely wrapped around me when I am sad, scared, and lonely. Help me to remember Your steadfast love for me and Your plan for my life, to praise and worship You with my whole heart, both when I am fearful and when I am rejoicing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.